Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do as we continue through this first week of ordinary time for 2024. Let us be filled with your Spirit, and let us glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today our first reading is the famous one where Samuel is starting to hear the voice of the Lord. And so he hears the Lord speak to him, call his name, and Samuel doesn't understand. Oh, of course, he's only a child. Samuel doesn't understand who's calling his name. He's there in his room and at his bed anyway, and he hears this name and he thinks it's Eli who he's living with. Now, Eli is the high priest. He was a very good man who had some intensely evil sons. And so we're looking at Samuel just starting to grow up. And so he's a child at the time, and he hears the Lord call him, Samuel, Samuel. And he runs over to Eli. What do you want? And Eli says, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. And so it happens three times until finally Eli recognizes what's going on. Oh, here's what I want you to do. If it happens again, say to the Lord, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And in doing so, when he does that, speak, Lord, your servant is listening, now all of a sudden, this is the beginning of Samuel responding to the call as prophet. And so he becomes the powerful prophet to Saul, the first king of Israel. And we're going to see that later on, but this is a powerful moment. Now, one of the things we may want to look at is if people experience things of this nature and how to deal with it. And it's called discernment. My favorite description, and I tell people this all the time, my favorite description of how to live in discernment is, it's from St. John of the Cross. He says, if God reveals something to you, ignore it. If God reveals something to you and you really believe it's from God, ignore it. If God absolutely reveals something to you and you absolutely believe it is from God, ignore it, because there's too much of a chance of deception. But if it is from God, then it will come true. So if you are basically doing something where you feel the Lord is speaking to you in whatever way, then the best way to do this is just to let it go, but keep it in mind. Now, there are priests that will tell you that they experience insights from the Lord while celebrating Mass. Not every single Mass, but they do. And I'll tell you another example of this is Pope John Paul II. Remember, he said not to invade Iraq. This is right after 9/11. There was the invasion into Afghanistan. And he said to the United States, do not invade Iraq. The destruction of humanity, I forget the exact words, will be horrendous. And so he warned people not to invade Iraq. He warned the United States not to, and the coalition forces not to invade Iraq. I absolutely believe that that comes from a insight he received from the Lord. And I absolutely believe that. But you notice, and it may not have been, but that's what I believe. But notice he doesn't say that. He doesn't say, well, God told me to tell you. He doesn't say that. He just says, don't. So he's speaking from his perspective, including very possibly a spiritual perspective, but he's not letting on that that is the case because he understands how to speak to the audience, to the people, to the entire world. And so he just says, don't do it. And of course, as it turns out, that's exactly what happened. There is tremendous unrest going on consistently in the Middle East, especially since the time of Iraq. And one of the things I learned from Noam Chomsky, if you don't know who Noam Chomsky is, fascinating guy. He's throughout his entire history, he has deep reader. He's a professor over at MIT, and he taught there are certain things that you may not like certain leaders, but if you remove those leaders, things will get worse. And there are people who will tell you that that happened with Libya and Iraq. So that's important to understand that. And when you talk to people from Africa, they'll tell you, oh, Libya was in much better position than it is now prior to the removal of Muammar Gaddafi. And people don't understand that because he taught that. He says, you may not like these situations, but you may have a situation where there are intense angers, and this dictator is the one who prevents those people from killing each other. We saw that with Sarajevo and Bosnia and all that. Yugoslavia prevented all that from happening. But if you listen to Chris Hedges, he says, you know, we're walking down that path towards Yugoslavia. He's mentioned that many times. And that's the whole understanding. But I really believe Pope John Paul II said, right straight out, he said, don't. And I really think that was an insight he received. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back. So I have a suggestion for you. And that is, if you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, which is right here on 43 Holton Street. Oh, I just bumped my microphone. 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. If you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about test driving one, the standing invitation allows you to do just that. I understand that people may feel, well, if I go to church, I'm not ready to donate any money to the parish, so I'm not going to do that, but I don't want to look like I'm just hands hanging. Well, this is what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. And that way, you doesn't look like your hands hanging, because we're not worried about that. What we're concerned about is that you came to church, and your presence is also important to us as well. So remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Doesn't go for any other church or parish. So please only do that here. But if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, the standing invitation is for you. 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, which is our chanted Mass, by the way. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road on one side, and on the exact opposite side, the Mass Pike. And do keep in mind, do not throw the stones. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful reality of understand how to deal with things when you feel the Lord is speaking to you or shows you things or addresses things and you think the Lord is speaking to you. That's how you deal with it, okay? And just be aware of it and just know this. And also know there are certain things that you may know that may ultimately turn out to be true, but you can't tell anyone. And we say, well, why couldn't I tell anyone? Well, let me tell you, it is a known phenomenon, and no one understands this. This is fascinating. No neurologist understands this. It's a known phenomenon that sometimes people will have these intuitions, these premonitions that come true. There's a book called Saints and Madmen about certain realities, neurological realities maybe, and also mystical realities, where people will actually have intuition into the future. And I'm not talking psychics or anything else. I'm talking, this is something that happens. There's a line in this book, Saints and Madmen, I don't know the author of it, where this man who has these premonitions and he's been diagnosed with some kind of neurological disorder, he says in the book, "It doesn't bother me that I have premonitions. What bothers me is they come true." And there are cases of people who have done that. Now, among the people who have been known, among the situations where people have known to have premonitions is actually 9/11. Do you think any of those people could actually walk into an office of the FBI and say, I'm having a premonition that this is going to happen? No. The FBI wouldn't listen to them because they wouldn't be able to. They don't have any true material evidence on this. Just say, I think this is going to happen. And they may turn around. The FBI may turn around and say, well, we have a lot of insight that this could happen someplace. But these are realities. So if you're one of those people who has premonitions or has this and say, well, what do I do with it? Should I go out and tell people? No. Keep them in mind, maybe use them for maybe helping people, such as Pope John Paul II said. And again, Pope John Paul II said, do not invade Iraq. And a lot of people said, why didn't he mind his own business? And I really believe that came from a premonition. But if he said, God told me, don't invade Iraq, people would definitely not listen to him. So he knew how to say it. And that's an important context with how do you deal with premonitions if you're one of those people who has them. And there is your answer. Just very simply, just take it as information you received and basically don't act on it per se until you start seeing an indication that I guess this is true. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.